Means Allah Azza wa Jal describes that tabarak bi yadihi mulk and subhanalladhi bi yadihi malakut. I'm not Arab, so Arabic, we're not going to look too deep into Arabic. You will be astonished. Means that for us to understand there are teachings of the reality of mulk and there are teachings from malakut. Mulk, you can go anywhere from the ilm of mulk. You can learn your usul, you can learn from sharia, you can learn how to pray, how to wash, how to fast. All of these oceans are available. But from the ilm al-malakut, which for our English speaking people is the knowledge of light, the knowledge of the soul. When we say light, it's not the fluorescent light, it's the light of the soul. That Allah describes, what do you think was harder to make, you or the heavens? Means now azimatullah, means that when we talk about malakut, you're talking about it even encompasses the mulk. Because the energy that we don't see, we now know from our science and from our little bit of schooling that even that energy is controlling the form, controlling everything physical. So the oceans of malaika, which are qudra, the oceans of nur, the oceans of reality, Allah describing, there are hands that hold the malakut. Because tonight inshaAllah about Surat al-Yaseen ﷺ, that heart of Holy Qur'an, that for us to understand that the ilm and the knowledge that they ask us to seek is from the malakut. Don't waste your time always just with the mulk, you can get that from YouTube. You have to have a solid understanding of sharia, of all the fiqh. But day in, day out, the same subject, and no food, no energy for the sustenance of the soul. And what Prophet described of iman, nurul iman is that you have to love me. You have to love me more than you love yourself. Hub. The only thing we're interested in is to build the ocean of iman, which is based on nur, which is based on love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Means there are people who teach from the mulk and there are those whom Allah describes ibadur rahman. He gives his subhan and describes their hand is holding the malakut. Why? Atiullah. Atiya Rasul wa ulul amri minkum. Means there are categories of ulul am that Allah supports them from the heavens. You can get support from dunya, so you go to somebody, a police officer, politician, everybody needs support. Don't say shirk because you become munafiq and lying. Danger is to be a munafiq when you say that one thing is a shirk in Allah's way, but you use it every time in dunya. As soon as you have a problem, you call your mobile phone, "Oh police, please help me." Why you don't just sit there and say, "Ya Rabbi, send police," because you're not at that level of iman. You need a wasila and a means in which to bring this barakah and these blessings. So they begin to teach the way of iman, and to bring that light, they begin to describe that nurul iman is love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. That you have to build, we have to build an effort to love Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ more than we love ourselves. Means if you love Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, you should be busy all day long in Durood al-Sharif. There's no limit in Durood al-Sharif. As much as you are praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, Prophet is praising upon you.
SubhanAllah.
So only Allah come and teach us. When you take away of the take a path towards the oceans of light, you realize yourself to be very da'if. Ya Rabbi, how am I going to lift myself out of this garbage? How am I going to lift myself with my understanding of usul, where I can't stop smoking, can't stop drinking, can't stop partying, can't stop going to the wrong places? Means they teach us, awliyaullah come into our lives, they take a path of being weak. That you do your practices but seek out that which is strong. Means as soon as you begin to love Sayyidina Muhammad, one durud sharif and Prophet making 10 durud sharif upon us.
SubhanAllah.
Means you stop thinking you're gonna lift yourself out of the problem and say, Ya Rabbi, ana abdukal ajiz, o da'if, o miskin, o zalim, o jahal. I have no way out of this difficulty. Except through the love of Sayyidina Muhammad and then you begin to read Dalail al-Khirat and all Burud Sharif that, oh my God, this love of Sayyidina Muhammad, the Ashiqeen, when they love Prophet more than they love themselves, you read Dalail al-Khirat and it's all your du'as but you're asking Allah to grant to Sayyidina Muhammad. Grant Sayyidina Muhammad Nur Ya Rabbi, grant Sayyidina Muhammad Darajat, grant Sayyidina Muhammad take away difficulties from Prophet, take difficulties away from the family of Sayyidina Muhammad, grant him all that you promised him in your paradises, grant him from every leaf of every tree blessings and salawat. And you begin to see these were the awliyaullah teaching that when you busy yourself with yourself, you are by yourself. But when you busy yourself worrying about Prophet praying upon Prophet that, Ya Rabbi grant Sayyidina Muhammad that infinite darajat and I am sinking. Ya Rabbi grant Sayyidina Muhammad your infinite light and I have no light and I'm going down. Grant Sayyidina Muhammad and all his family their paradises. My family is burning. What do you think about Sayyidina Muhammad? Say, Ya Rabbi, what is this abd? He's in a chal, he's in a hole, his family is in difficulty, his sustenance is in difficulty, his whole faith is in difficulty. We are in your paradises, Ya Rabbi. Let me to intercede. What he wanted for me, I want for him, Ya Rabbi. Ask for your brother what you want for yourself. They come and they teach us, awliyaullah. Stop praying for yourself. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop relying upon yourself. And love Sayyidina Muhammad. And you read all these duruds, and you read all these salawats. And all blessings upon Prophet and you don't think Sayyidina Muhammad immediately putting his hand and say, Ya Rabbi enough, from what you've given to me, if they came to you in difficulty, Allah says in Qur'an, if they came to you, Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, and they asked, Allah already granted, it's not even a matter of even asking. But you live a life to take away difficulties, loving Prophet everything you wanted for yourself, for your children, for your family and for your community, you should want it for Prophet. And then Sayyidina Muhammad, the real du'a is when Sayyidina Muhammad prays for us. Not my prayer. My prayer is going nowhere, it don't live here. But ashiqeen, because of the love they had for Sayyidina Muhammad, it's a love relationship. As much as they're asking, as much as Sayyidina Muhammad, Ameen, Ameen, what you ask for me, Ya Rabbi, grant for him. What he asked for me, grant for him. Ya Rabbi, what he asked for me, grant for him. And this is a selfless love that Allah loves. The Prophet is praying for his ummah, and his ummah is praying for him, alayhi salatu salam. And Allah loves love. Allah doesn't like selfishness. Means this is the sign of love. The people and the ashiqeen, they're so busy with the love of Prophet ﷺ, not trying to make a poster on how to spread their business, but making a poster on how to spread the love of Prophet ﷺ. Even if they don't have their own money, read the lives of Sahabi, they didn't have food to eat. They didn't think, no, I can't shaykh, I have to take care of my mortgage, I even have to pay my mortgage off faster than normal. Ashiqeen, mukhlisin, they live a life of not thinking of themselves. That I don't need to think of myself, let me spread the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, and Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ will begin to think about me. Ya Rabbi, spreading his love for me, start sending his sustenance from ways he didn't even imagine. And Allah sends his servants and they begin to support you like you can't imagine. Because your whole life is trying to spread the love of Prophet ﷺ, which is the love of Allah, which is the real Islam, the real iman, real maqam al-ihsan. Not crazy people interpreting their Islam and harming everyone. But ashaqeen, they have a tremendous love. They live a life, how can I do more? How can I sit at the table of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ and I haven't done anything? So every moment they're thinking, Ya Rabbi, give me a himmah, give me an ability to do something so that I have the nazar of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. So we took off on Saturday and came. No Prophet in it, other than the real Prophet of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. SubhanAllah. Means what we do for life is to be of service. Think of ways in which to glorify Allah by spreading the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. And Prophet ﷺ begins to think of ways on how to take care of you. That this child is in difficulty, take his child out of difficulty, Ya Rabbi. Deepen his love for me, his sustenance is not reaching him, his hand is short. They send something as an extension to reach what Allah wants you to reach of your sustenance. But all with everything in perfect order. Because if you reach to these distractions before you understood to live a life in the love and in the way of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, you will become a Faraon. A Faraon who just becomes so occupied with dunya and money and wealth and the pursuit of wealth that when they say, it's time to do something for Prophet ﷺ, I don't have time right now. Oh, but you don't know, you may be dying tomorrow. When the people of the malakut, they call you, they are calling you from Atiullah, Atiya Rasul wa ulul amri minkum. That's not a call that you shouldn't take, because the boss is on the other side of that call. It's different. Your understanding and your relationship from the people of mulk is different. People of mulk, they don't even probably believe what they're teaching. And they teach it, it doesn't matter. You take advice from it, you benefit from it, great, they go outside and smoke. You're talking from the people of Malakut, that they surrendered their entire being, Ibadur Rahman, Alam al Qur'an, Khalaq al Insan. That Allah dressed them, blessed them, filled them with lights, and now they represent Allah. They are from Atiullah, they are from Atiya Rasul. And we're ulul amri minkum, and they are the ulul am. These are a different reality. That light, that blessing, they come into our lives to dress us and bless us, inspire us, that take the path of iman, make a way into the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, because what's coming on dunya, nobody can carry it. Nobody can hold it, nobody can defend their homes from it. Other than Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. If the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ behind you, it's Prophet ﷺ's, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyil azim. How that hawla and quwwa going to reach if not by the order of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ? Means Prophet ﷺ's support behind you, Prophet ﷺ's protection behind you, Prophet ﷺ's dua all over you, you are a supported person. That is what we need for what's coming. What's coming is not going to help anybody wasting their time in dunya, in the world of form. So from our understandings of Yaseen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why heart of Qur'an? Because this is the qalb, this is the oceans of power of Allah for us to begin to understand that Holy Qur'an is not created. Allah's divinely speech. That divinely speech is moving in malakut. Forget about form, because the Zahiris, they're very obsessed with form. Milad is to come and describe the form of Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet's hair was like this, Prophet's complexion was like this, Prophet's height was like this. What has benefit for you? The benefit of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ is Nur Muhammad ﷺ. The reality of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, Qalb al-Muhammadiyya, that, Ya Rabbi, how I can reach the light of Prophet ﷺ instead of debating the length of Prophet ﷺ's hair and the width of Prophet ﷺ, show the Prophet ﷺ asking us, why are you obsessed with that? Come to my light, to the malakut in which I am a Prophet before Adam was between clay and water, that my risalat and I am Rasulullah for all created universes. There's no way to reach Allah. Allah is speaking through the heart of the soul and the ruh of Sayyidina Muhammad. That is the qalb. Qaf, lam, to the ba'. Qul, qalb. We say qalb means flesh. What qul means for Allah? Qalb? Allah has no form. This is world of form. Now let's take that letter and that word to malakut. In malakut, the qalb, qaf, wal Qur'an al majid, lam, lisan al haq. Who can take the qul of Allah? Nobody. No creation, no malaika. Allah says, if I put my qul onto the mountain, ghashiya. But Sayyidina Muhammad firm in malakut, means Prophet is the ba'ah. All Qur'an in Fatiha, all like a laser, all of Qur'an can be condensed its reality into the seven holy verses of Fatiha. Seven holy verses of Fatiha like a laser will be condensed into Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. So when you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, it is the opening that brings out Fatiha. From Fatiha brings all ulumul Qur'an out like a laser. The Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, its power is in ba. All the laser of Qur'an is in that ba. That's why qalb in malakut is qul to the ba. Allah's divinely speech and qudra is flowing onto that ba, which awliyaullah call bahr qudra, the ocean of power. That is the malakut of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Means that ocean of light where the nur is emanating and the holy force of Qur'an means that everything is created by that power. Through Qur'an, Allah says everything contained in it. Means this qudra that coming from the heart of Prophet ﷺ, which we call qalb, is the source of all power for creation, is the source and origin of all creation.
SubhanAllah.
And that's why Allah said that reality for you is called Yaseen alayhi salatu salam. Because what we have of this kitab is a understanding towards Holy Qur'an, and Allah and Prophet clarified the heart of that Qur'an, Qur'an al-Majeed, is Surat al-Yaseen alayhi salatu salam. Means that the importance of understanding Prophet ﷺ, reality is the source of all power. So where is Laylatul Qadr? All power is coming from where? The heart of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Everything means ashiqeen, they direct themselves to the reality of Prophet ﷺ. That, Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, from your holy heart, your qalb that Allah called Yaseen alayhi salam, Holy Qur'an is emanating from that, and every creation is from that reality. So Laylatul Qadr is where? The Qadr is coming from the qalb of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. When you're going to Medina, Madinatul Munawwara, you're talking about the reality of all the created universes, the light of that reality is right there. What do you think is holier? This is where Allah says, I'm not on heaven and I'm not on earth, but I'm on the heart of my believer.
SubhanAllah.
Allah's only believer is right there in Madinatul Munawwara. Through the light of Sayyidina Muhammad is qalb, is Allah's that is the ocean of power. Kaaba Sharif, these are the qalb al-mu'min. Baytullah, qalb al-mu'min. All the mu'min, their symbol is the Kaaba, and that's why you see hotels all around, because the mu'min are now all distracted. Allah says, I show you your signs upon yourself and upon the horizon. You go to Mecca, you say, Ya Rabbi, why is it so crowded? Because you're the mu'min.
SubhanAllah.
It's a symbol of the mu'min that their hearts are all become distracted with hotels and businesses and malls. But there's no hotels and malls in Allah's presence in Madinatul Munawwara. Because the only believer for Allah is lying in a fana, in Divinely Presence.
SubhanAllah.
And Allah says, I'm there.
SubhanAllah.
You want me? I'm there. That is the source of Laylatul Qadr. So means that ashiqeen, when they love Sayyidina Muhammad and constantly moving to the love of Prophet, because that which you remember is remembering you. That which you love, loves you. If you don't love, it doesn't love you. But His mercy is beyond that. But it draws you. As much as you're loving, as much as that love is coming back and drawing closer, closer. Ashiqeen are always in Laylatul Qadr.
SubhanAllah.
Layl signifies that they annihilated themselves, that they made themselves to be nothing. The night symbolizes no manifestation. That don't manifest yourself and think of yourself, you become Abdul Faqir. Ya Rabbi, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing. They enter to the state of Layl and being nothing. And they're always dressed by the Qadr, because they're dressed by the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. When we're talking about love, people think this is like Valentine's love, where you give flowers to each other. This is not that love, that's the TV love. This wow and wadud is the divine source of power. Because of that love, Allah dressing that reality, by means of that love we will be brought into these oceans of Qadr. If you are brought into the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad, isn't that where he teaches Holy Qur'an? Because he's the Ibadur Rahman. When Allah talking about Alam al-Qur'an, Alam to who? To the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, that my Qur'an, my power, my qudra is flowing eternally in the light of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. As much as you're drawing close to Prophet ﷺ, you are drawing close to Allah ﷺ. You are drawing close to Holy Qur'an, you'll be dressed by Nurul Iman, Nurul Islam, Nurul Iman wal Maqamul Ihsan. Which is what? To see Allah in your salah. means you're so close in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must be emanating from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There must be a Divinely Presence and the reality of La ilaha illallah. The La ilaha illallah that we recite is imitated La ilaha illallah, because we're on the outside of all of this. You have to enter into the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to lose yourself, your form, Ya Rabbi, like a drop of water, I made myself to be important, throw me back into the ocean of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That reality goes back into its origins. Means that the secret of Yaseen and the understanding of Yaseen, Ya and being heart of Holy Qur'an, Ya for Yaqeen, Seen As-Sami, means the way towards that reality is their teaching. What made Prophet be created for that reality, but the manifestation of Prophet in dunya is that he represents the perfection of hearing. Yaseen, Ya, when we see Ya in Malakut is for Yaqeen, certainty. That when we have certainty, certainly from the Divinely dress to the seen, seen As-Sami, Samina wa Atana. Companions of Prophet we hear and we obey. The one who hears for Allah speaks for Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Yaseen, Yaqeen As-Sami means he hears for Allah, he speaks for Allah. In Darajat al-Awliya, their perfection of Yaqeen allows them Sami to speak. The one who hears is the one who speaks. If he's not hearing them, Malakut, he has no permission to speak.
SubhanAllah.
Means they inherited from Yaseen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The seen has the seen because it contains ilmu yaqeen, ayn al yaqeen, haqq al yaqeen. For malakut, not dunya, means ilmu yaqeen is the ilm, their teaching of malakut. Ilmu yaqeen is not the how many times to wash your hands and fingers and exactly how much water to use and how the water becomes dirty over a certain amount. Ilmu yaqeen is from malakut. That ilmu yaqeen is a power that dress your soul, that when you sleep at night your soul goes to Allah, says, Ya Rabbi, I learned from a reality, dress me and make me to be common. And no doubt Allah Kareem said, Ya Abdi, go, take from that ocean and swim. But can you do that with wudu? Can you go to Allah and say, Ya Rabbi, I learned five times now how to do wudu, let me to swim in the ocean of wudu? This is your body, your donkey body, go back to earth. What are you going to need from malakut for that? You know that ilm, and it plays very small reality from it. But ilmu yaqeen is on your soul, dressed from awliya on your soul. As soon as your body gets out of the way, it goes to Arsh al-Rahman, say, Ya Rabbi, make it to be complete. Ya ibadi, swim in that ocean until you're full. Ayn al-yaqeen is that if you be dressed by ilm, dressed by ilm, dressed by ilm, they begin to train you, open your ayn. The eyes of your head, they're not going to get you anywhere. You're going to be distracted in shopping centers. Sit with them, train with them how to close your eyes to be nothing, to be nothing, to be nothing. Dressed by ilmu yaqeen and begin to open ayn al-yaqeen. Where you begin to see what people don't see. Holy hadith, that when my servant comes to me with voluntary worship, I'll be the ears in which he hears and the eyes in which he sees, and the rest of the hadith. Ilmu yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, the two combined become what? If you begin to see from these realities, every grandmother sees Prophet in a dream, it's not something difficult. But why you need a dream? Because your ego is getting in the way. But if you sit and train and lower your desires and learn how to make tafakkur, you begin to see through your heart. That ilmu yaqeen, practicing aynu yaqeen, became haqq yaqeen for you. Because it's not a lie anymore and it's not an imitation. You know it like your hand. Because you learned it, you trained, Allah showed it. And what Sayyidina Ibrahim said, "Ya Rabbi, let me see how you revive the dead." He said, "Why, you don't believe?" Means Allah will prove the reality, begin to show you the reality. Brick by brick that reality becomes a haqq for you. And that is the seen, the sir, the secret that Prophet wants, that come to your reality, come to the malakut, come to these realities, because it's from Surah Yaseen. We pray that Allah grant us more and more hubba Rasul. That the way and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad is all that we need, that Allah will grant Divinely love upon that love. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.